Voters in Taiwan rejected a referendum that would have restored the country's import ban on all pork containing traces of ractopamine. U.S. Meat Export Federation Senior Vice President for the Asia-Pacific Joel Haggard has more details in this USMEF report.
The issue of whether to allow pork imports with traces of ractopamine was put to Taiwan's population through a direct vote. Under Taiwan's unique referendum act, citizens can propose change and abolish laws via nationwide referendums. And under more relaxed referendum rules implemented in 2017, the signature threshold to get a referendum vote was lowered. Now, I would argue that any question posed this way, where consumers are asked whether they want pork with an additive they don't know anything about, would incentivize a negative answer. But in the end, albeit by a slim margin, 51% rejected the proposal to ban imports with ractopamine. Perhaps most importantly, though, the minimum 25% threshold of votes required to trigger government action on the referendum's outcome was not met.
But now the hard work really begins as the U.S. industry works to put this issue behind them and rebuild Taiwan's demand for U.S. pork.
Even after the implementation of internationally recognized maximum residue limits for ractopamine in pork, MEF believes almost all pork imports consisted of racto-free product anyway, because processors in Taiwan, where most U.S. pork is utilized, have continued to specify beta-agonist-free product. Consumers may still be apprehensive about choosing items which contain U.S. pork. So as it has been doing for years, MEF will continue with messaging about the safety of U.S. pork. USDA Taiwan has done similar messaging on its website. I believe there's a hope by some that Taiwan will move on to bigger and more meaningful issues, but the aftermath of the referendum will continue to pose some challenges to our U.S. pork marketing programs in Taiwan. That said, we were, of course, encouraged by the majority of voters who rejected the proposal to ban what we all know to be safe U.S. pork, whether it contains traces of ractopamine or not.
For more information, please visit USMEF.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.